After the show, it's the post show, pre-show. We're here now after we finished today's show, and it's a pretty cool day because Carrie Underwood came by. You'll get to hear that later on. Now, I don't get nervous for interviews. I was a bit anxious. Because I didn't know how sensitive she was going to be about talking about her fall. Like, that was a real thing to me. And so what I'll do during interviews, if it's something, if someone's coming off getting in trouble or if there's some news story, like when Miranda came in or when Blake came in after Miranda, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I got to feel those things out for a second. I can't walk in and be like, how about that divorce?
Yeah.
I'm going to get to it because that's the thing in the room. But with Carrie today, you'll hear it. I didn't go right to it because I wanted to kind of feel where she was. And in the end, I hope that people enjoyed the interview. It was a pretty long interview for live radio sake. It was, I think, 15 minutes, 16 minutes, right? So that happens today. Did you guys put any thought into that last night or no? You just didn't think about it being today.
Carrie?
The interview and, like, you know, be honest.
No, I mean, I wanted to see her and I knew you were going to handle it delicately, but I was curious about how you were going to do it. And I thought you did a great job.
Did you think about it at all, Lunchbox?
No.
Did you even know she was coming in?
No, I knew she was coming in, but I figured it had nothing to do with me, so I didn't really need to stress about it. Like, I was going to see her and I was going to be here, but I was going to have no chance. I wasn't going to ask her questions, and so why stress?
Did you guys think about asking for a picture afterward?
I did, absolutely, with her and Cherry Underwood, but...
But you didn't.
But I didn't because you were like, you got a picture, and then you were like, all right, everybody, and they started walking out, and I was like, ooh, is it awkward for me to go, hey, can I get a picture with you in the chair? So I just kind
of... She seemed willing to take a picture. Like, I didn't know if it was going to be one of those things where she just wasn't going to, but then I don't know. I still feel like she's not totally comfortable, so I didn't even want to put her in that.
I think... If she's not comfortable, it's because she just hasn't done it enough.
Right. I know. I think she's still kind of like...
Yeah.
Because she made a point to say that her makeup was really good and she had it kind of covered up and I don't know.
So you think it'd been okay for us to jump in and been like, hey!
No, I didn't want to. I would have felt weird.
Right.
And I usually don't take pictures of people after the show either. I was like, hey, let's get a picture.
Yeah, it's the first time in a long time that you've actually gone to the artist.
Sometimes I fight. I fight. I lie and get out of pictures.
Yeah.
Bobby's like, I'm sick. You don't want to get anywhere near me.
That's.
Or I go, yeah, there are cameras over.
We already got a picture of us together.
What was?
No, well, no, no. We're don't
say
who.
We're not going to say. I don't even remember who, honestly. So
that's
I can't
funny,
say.
Though.
But somebody wanted to get a picture, and Bobby goes, "Oh, we got one in the room, like during the interview, like we have a drone camera that like shot."
ILL did that one. That was funny.
Bobby's like, we got one from overhead.
Yeah, it's really not like me to take a picture. And I don't even know what motivated it this time. I have plenty of pictures with Carrie.
Oh, well,
it's been a while.
It's her first radio interview since she
went
away.
You know what it was?
And
I wanted my Instagram people to see a picture of us instead of just the one.
Yeah.
Mostly I don't really play to the gram, as Amy calls it later in the show.
The gram.
Y'all don't call it that?
I don't. No, okay. No. So that are you guys reading Kanye's tweets?
I don't follow Kanye.
It doesn't matter. Everybody's retweeting him. Like, I'm fascinated. Okay. You'll find out, one, I'm fascinated with the Cash Me Outside girl.
Oh,
Cash Me Outside.
And I love Kanye West.
Okay.
I don't have to agree with everything he does, but I love Kanye West. He's live tweeting a philosophy book. And so after announcing plans to write a book, he started working on and is live tweeting the progress. He's tweeted things like, and they really are awesome things. Don't follow crowds. Follow the innate feelings inside of you. Do what you feel, not what you think. Thoughts have been placed in our head to make everyone assimilate. Follow what you feel.
I like all those.
Yeah. Mm. Kanye over there. The crazy thing was, I was reading this story about Kanye and him coming out of a studio with Charlamagne the God, who's the Breakfast Club. I was talking to Charlamagne yesterday. Talking. Just texting counts. I always say texting is talking. We were texting back and
you
forth.
You count FaceTime as hanging out, too.
So. I do, yeah.
It's fine.
And he didn't mention anything about this.
Well, I mean, it's just a day. Day in the life of Charlamagne.
I guess so. Why am I not listening to people's music at houses?
I guess you're right.
Yeah, you do that sometimes.
Excuse me? It's just not on TMZ. Or there's no video of it. But
didn't
I mean, you
just
do
this?
Are you not going to talk about that?
No, I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I mean, what happened was, I went over to somebody's house because we're talking about another project that we're working on together. Major, A artist, right?
Yeah.
A plus artist?
A plus.
A.
So, and I was there for a long time, But then there was also some music. But yeah, but I don't think I'm as cool. Maybe I did. Because Charlamagne leaves the studio and they get into Kanye's Tesla, his custom-made Tesla. And no one's heard Kanye's music. No one's making it. No, I like Kanye. Again, I don't have to agree with everything he says. Don't yell at me.
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't agree with what anybody says. Right. No one agrees with everything I say.
No.
The fact that you can't disagree with people and still enjoy.
We disagree and enjoy each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen to that, eh? There you go. There's that. Tristan Thompson, you know, speaking of the Kanye, you know, the Kardashian ex-boyfriend. Or maybe still a boyfriend?
Yeah, I think they're still together.
He's not playing. He's at the bench the whole game.
Why is he riding the bench?
He hadn't been playing well.
And because
under distress.
The crowds are just hassling him.
I bet.
Like crazy.
Dang.
Yeah, so the Cleveland Cavaliers in last night's playoff win, he rode the bench the entire time. The previous night, he played a minute. Shortly after the cheating scandal, the Cleveland crowd jeered Tristan. Yeah.
Thompson.
Yeah. So, but
it's like the only time I know like an athlete's name is if they're
Amy is able to correct me on an athlete. Yeah.
Are they with a Kardashian? Because I know who they are. 1 minute. That's not very long. I think the coach.
But he got
just
0 minutes last night. 1 minute the game before.
You think the teams they're playing, they're like sweet. Like what the teams they're going up against, they're all in the locker room. They're like, okay, guys, calm down. Like, is he really like an all-star?
Playing much all year. That's,
yeah, not
he
anymore.
Hasn't been playing.
Oh, I thought him like that would be like LeBron. Like,
No, he would never do that. LeBron's LeBron.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's just Tristan.
So he's just Tristan.
But never mind.
Tristan played at Texas. Isn't he Canadian?
Yeah, he's from Toronto. He only makes $15 million a year.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, to play 0 minutes, I'd take
the
it.
The NBA, that's guaranteed.
That's like
no
someone
what.
Going, I'd fight Mike Tyson for $20 million. It'd knock me out. But you have to get to the point. Even you can't get to that point to make $15 million. Like, he earned his way to make the $15
million.
Were you saying only facetiously?
No, he's like, I'll take it. I'll play no minutes and take it. Well, yeah, everybody would play no minutes and take it. But you have to earn your way to.
I'm working my way there.
Okay.
To the NBA?
No, to make it $15 million.
Oh,
you are. Like, what's your big plan? This show?
Don't worry about me.
Oh, his business deals.
We had this talk yesterday. Oh, there are no business deals.
In your mind. You don't know what I do.
He said something yesterday kind of scared me. In that same topic, he says, I had a kid. I'm having a baby. Like, I feel like he's part of this having a baby is like he's going to make some money off
he
of it.
He just said, you don't know what I do. And we're like, well, actually, we do.
We spent the last 15 years with you.
And you tell us your daily schedule every time, and it's like work.
I took a nap for 4 hours.
Rec soccer, blue apron.
Yeah,
we did do rec soccer. We won last night.
Did you?
Yeah, 1-0.
Did you score the goal?
No. But did I save 2 goals? Ask me.
Did you save 2 goals?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
Is that funny to you, Amy?
Ask me. Yeah.
Cash me outside. Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, man. I got to tell you, this is the podcast thingy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
Like, now I feel like a 10, and I walked in this place this morning like a 2.
You're welcome.
You are one of the loopy right now.
Am I?
Yeah.
I didn't take anything.
But you're a little loopy. But Amy came in, we right on the whiteboard how we're feeling.
Because I guess I didn't sleep because I woke up nauseous at like 2 a.m.
And it's the highest I've felt in weeks. I put a 7 up there.
He did, and a smiley face.
Yeah.
I saw the board really after he did that, and I was like, oh, great.
But I carried you through today with my positivity.
How's that back
you
feel?
You did, thank you.
No, the back's always strong for carrying the show every day. But the positivity.
Whoa, you're telling me there's not days I don't have to carry you?
Yeah, come on, man.
What are you talking about right now?
With positivity, absolutely.
That's it? That's all I'm good for?
No, you're good. Stop. Stop.
You just said with positivity.
Yeah, sometimes you have to carry me with positivity. I had to tell Amy.
Or other ways.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, how are the other ways?
I don't know. We
okay,
all
why
do.
Are you talking off the mic? See,
well, I don't know. I think we all like contribute to like.
No one said it, but people are contributing.
I don't know much, but I love you.
Okay, what were you going to say, Bobby?
What's another Aaron Neville song?
Oh,
the one he sings a duet.
You just sing.
No, the one I always think of is the one from gosh, what's it called?
I don't know much.
Let me be.
But I know I love you.
Give me that love.
Crazy.
Does he sing that?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was BB Rexha.
No, that's I could be.
It is.
Everybody plays the fool.
That's a good one.
I thought that was Smokey.
Yes.
Let's listen to this for a little bit.
Yeah, let's jam.
No exception to the rule. Everybody.
okay. So you're all maybe that's how you were talking.
Sitting around moping, moping, moping. Man, Aaron Neville. Is he alive still?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. He's still alive. Yeah, he's still alive.
What year?
Even thinking about I don't know.
I don't know.
93.
You ever seen that guy in person?
No.
His arms are like the size of our bodies.
He works out.
Yes. So.
There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby. It may be factual, it may be cruel.
There
you go. He is 77 years old.
Wow. Whoa, he's older than my dad.
Yeah, your dad's really old to be your dad.
I think he turned 77 this year.
Your dad had you when he was how old? Like 60?
40-something.
Oh, that's not that
old. Late 40s. I mean, he's...
Like almost 50?
37. Was he 50? He must have been 50. 67. No, 40. 37. He was 40.
If you're 37, that's not that bad. I mean, I won't have a kid until I'm going to be Amy's dad, basically.
Yeah, could
but be. I just have a brother that's like 50-something. He just had other kids way younger than me.
I'm the oldest of all the kids. Like, cousins, and sister, I'm the oldest.
One time, my brother's fiance was older than my dad's wife.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Jerry.
Dang.
All right, here we go. We're starting today's show, Thursday show. Thank you very much. My Instagram is Mr. Bobby Bones. Other than that, let it go. Oh, by the way, if there are any Amy's head shirts left, I don't know if there are or not.
Yeah, we don't know.
It was a whole disaster getting them up online.
We have tech issues, so. Yeah.
BobbyBones.com, and we don't keep any of the money. There are 500 shirts of Amy's floating head, and they go to help the orphanage in Haiti and the nannies and...
Mm-hmm. And a special needs orphanage, too.
Yeah, so there's that. BobbyBones.com to see the Amy's floating head shirt. Here we go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Yes, welcome to Thursday. Morning, studio.
Morning.
By the way, yesterday a big topic was... Lunchbox revealing he was having a girl, except he didn't reveal anything for sure. He just said his sister told him, oh, the heart rate's at 140. That's a girl. She's a nurse.
Yeah, she's a nurse, so she's really educated, and nurses aren't wrong.
So he doesn't know this for sure, but Corey is on in Mississippi. Hey, Corey.
Hey.
You're on the air. What do you think about this?
You know, Lunchbox, you might want a boy. I wanted a boy. Me and my wife just had a little girl, and I was so upset, just like you are. But as soon as you hold that little girl in your hands, you thought you were emotional when you revealed you had a baby, you're going to get emotional then, and you're going to protect her. You know, all that's going to be out the window. A little girl is going to change your life. We got a little three-month-old now, and that's completely changed mine.
Go ahead, Lunchbox, your thoughts?
Well, let's just hope we don't, you know, cross that bridge.
You best start crying now.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about it.
Yeah, let's just hope we get that boy first.
I don't know if this is just a game by him,
either.
Like a bait and switch.
I don't know what that means.
Like you're messing with us.
Christine in Arkansas, hello.
Hi.
What do you think about this?
So I had a little boy last February, and his heart rate never matched what Google said.
So you did like us and went to the professional opinion of Dr. Google. And
yeah.
It didn't match what you... So you tell Lunchbox just to relax on this and not be assigning any sort of gender?
Yeah, we found out the gender, but before we had our anatomy scan and found out the gender, I was, you know, trying to do all the old wives tale and figure it out myself. And the heart rate was one of the ones that I tried, and it was completely wrong.
Amy, can I do one of those?
What?
Anatomy scan.
I don't know.
That's what I need. I need to get one of those in today.
For what?
Just to see.
I think you know. I think you're good.
Yeah, just, you know, just do a little checkup.
Okay.
You want to get that checkup occasionally, right?
Just go ask Eddie in the back.
Yeah. What? No.
You don't need a scan.
Hey, let's get going here.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This is a guy named Kenneth Walker, 66 years old. He needed a kidney. He spent 18 months in dialysis. So what he did is he had a whole mailing list of his graduating class. So he sends them all. I mean, it's got to be a weird email to send, right?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody in the class of 68. Joe, buddy Kenneth, and I need a kidney. And so Charlie Ball, this dude, he didn't know Kenneth very well in school, but he saw it and said, let me see if I'm a match. And he was, and they went through surgery.
Wow.
Gave him a kidney. That also shows you just ask. You never know what's going
to
happen.
It's hard to ask, but yeah, he was proactive, and so it worked out for him.
So I see you, Charlie Ball, donating that kidney. Let's go over to Raymundo with the news now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in sports. The basketball world is stunned. Wife of longtime San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich passed away at the age of 67 after battling a long, undisclosed illness. In airline news, another Southwest Airlines plane was forced to make an emergency landing. A bird hit the engine. Luckily, everybody's okay. And then in Atlanta, a Delta plane had to make an emergency landing. Smoke was coming from one of the engines. Firefighters put it out. Everybody was okay there as well.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Man, people take these youth sports a little too serious. His dad's got his daughter that plays baseball. And there were these two coaches, and they wanted her off the team, so they started making a plan to hit her with a baseball.
Oh.
Like to throw it at her.
What?
My goodness.
Yeah. The dad says his 11-year-old daughter, the only girl in the league, was told about a conversation that the coaches were having to bean her so she would leave the team.
Wow.
Like to hit her with the ball so she'd be like, oh, I don't like this. According to his email to the league, said one of the coaches told another coach, if she ends up on my team, I'll have the pitcher bean her right in the ear hole and she'll quit instantaneously.
Oh my goodness.
What if it was your kid? What if someone was conspiring to...
Saying that about my... No, I would show up at that guy's house.
Yeah?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
With what?
Yeah, do what?
Yeah.
Bean him?
Yeah, bean him in the ear hole.
Knock on the door and just nail him. But yeah. What a bad person, right?
No,
That's a bad person.
It just makes me sad for him, too, and like...
The dad and the daughter?
Yeah, and like, obviously he's a parent and he's got kids and like, oh, that's your dad and he probably has a wife and I'm not... Oh, if my husband ever did that, I'd be like, you...
No, what would your husband do, though, if he found out about your daughter?
Probably, yeah, line drive it. Not even in his ear hole.
You don't even know what that... I mean, it's saying...
I know what line, I know what a line drive is. Yeah. I played ball.
I'd slam dunk it on his touchdown face. The Bobby Bones Show. Netflix gained 7.4 million new subscribers in the last 3 months. Think about that.
It's a lot.
In the last three, Netflix is going to be valued more than Disney soon. That's how big that company is. That's why they're spending billions of dollars. Netflix profits grew 63%. They have 125 million. Remember when Netflix was just DVDs? And I thought, man, this is stupid. I'm not going to pay a mail service to send me DVDs. I just go down the road to Blockbuster. And then it slowly shifted from DVDs to a couple of shows online. And now, I mean, really, it's most of what I watch. If it's a new show, I'm watching Netflix.
I'm still shocked sometimes when I go to click on something and it tells me the only way for me to get it
is by DVD.
It's by DVD.
My mom just got off the DVDs.
Yeah.
She did. Yeah.
For Christmas, my dad got a smart TV so she could quit getting the DVDs.
The company plans to invest up to $8 billion this year.
What?
In new TVCs, series, films, documentaries, everything.
They make that much money?
Well, I don't think they're making it yet, but they're investing into it.
Well, they invest. I mean, The Queen, that's their show. Or The Crown, excuse me, that's their show. And that's like the most expensive show.
Most of the shows we know from Netflix are their shows.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Orange is the New Black is the first one that I ever watched that was a Netflix exclusive. Because for a while, they were just playing old sitcoms on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, now it's a place to go. Everybody has a subscription, right? In this room, does anyone not have a Netflix subscription?
Me.
You don't have one?
No. Well, I mean... I use one.
Are you still one? But you still have one.
Yeah, I got. I mean, yeah. I borrow. Yeah.
Sometimes some of us are out of touch. But we're all Netflix.
We're so cool right now.
Bobby Bones Show. Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Pink made the cover of People Magazine's Most Beautiful issue, and they no longer call it the Most Beautiful issue. It's called the Beautiful issue because they don't want it to be a contest. So Cam explained why she stood with fans in the pit during Dan and Shay's ACM performance. She said, "These guys took me on tour when I had nothing. They still support me, and you can be sure that I will always be cheering them on." And the picture of her, like, total fangirling in the pit is amazing. You can check it out on her Instagram. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Yes, here we are. Time for Tell Me Something Good. I got mine.
Tell me something good.
An 81-year-old man was enjoying an afternoon walk by the river, right by his house, when he heard a voice calling for help. Just help me! Help me! It was a very faint cry. He looked at the river. He saw the head of an 86-year-old woman who had fallen into the water, yelling, help me! Just her head, like, barely poking out of the water. He jumped into the river. He's in his 80s, too!
Wow. Oh, wow.
Papa jumps in the river! swims over, kept her head above water, and started yelling, "Help us!" And then three other guys jumped in and saved them. They took both the older folks to the hospital. They've been released. Everybody wins.
Wow.
It's like Baywatch geriatrics.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Virginia. A 23-year-old man had a gun. He was in the mirror playing with it, going, "Ooh, I look cool. Ooh, I look cool.
I like how this is
started." Yeah. Then, boom, shoots himself in the leg. And he's like, "Oh, no, it's a stolen gun. What do I do?" So he calls 911 and says he was robbed by two men who shot him. And they need to come rescue him. So they come, they interview some people. They're like, "No,
this story just keeps going." First of all, he's swinging a gun in the mirror, and it's loaded. And then he shoots himself, and then he makes up a fake story. And then the cops come. Go ahead.
And so he gets charged with filing a false police report, possession of a stolen gun, and a couple other charges.
Oh, man. Wow, this guy is weird. That's a lot. That's a lot of bonehead there in one segment.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
And you always know it's good if Lunch says this is the end of it. That's it. Like, there's like 60% of the.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
You know what they say, right?
What?
More money, more problems. You heard that? More money, more problems. Or this study says, more money, more stress. 68% of people making over $200,000 a year say it's high stress, and they're going to die earlier from high stress.
Oh, man.
Lunch?
Liars. What's so stressful about it?
Well, what's stressful is what you have to do to make that kind of money. Mm-hmm. I think you have to have a high stressful job. You don't get to pick flowers and make a whole lot of money.
Oh, okay, I could see that. I could see the work being stressful, but just because you got the money doesn't make it stressful. It makes life easier.
To make the money, it has to be a stressful environment. Yeah. The study also found the sweet spot is between $50,000 and $75,000. That's the lowest level of stress because you're not stressed about what's happening week to week so much, and you're not stressing about how crazy your job is. So that's the sweet spot is between $50,000 and $70,000. You know, but like I say, more money, more girls that won't date you. That's what I say.
My money, Mo.
I got lost this morning coming to work.
Lonely.
And I come to work every day.
What?
I took a wrong turn.
Oh, you were in a daze?
Kind of. I also got in the shower with my glasses on, which I know means I'm just exhausted. I got in the shower and I'm going, what's not normal about right now? I couldn't figure it out. And I was like, something's not right. Like, my body's not. And then I realized my glasses are still on and water's pouring down my face. And then I took a wrong turn to work. But I realized I'm so dependent on GPS. That I don't know how to get anywhere without the GPS anymore. I don't know cell phone numbers. I don't know GPS.
Oh, I don't know highways. I don't know
people's email addresses because it just auto-populates.
Mm-hmm. Like that, the highway I take to work every day, I've been driving it for 5 years. I don't know if it's 24, 65, 44.
You know the name of it? Man. Man, whatever happened to?
Right?
Y'all, I don't even know.
These are automatic.
Yeah.
I can't even read a map.
Oh, a map? What? What's that?
My dad still stopped. He drove back to Texas from here a few months ago, and he went and bought a map.
Yeah, there you go.
I was like, okay, Dad.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I was reading this story about Charlize Theron, because we talked about Anne Hathaway gaining weight for a role last week, but Charlize Theron had to put on 50 pounds to play this mother named Marlo. I don't even know the movie.
Monster?
No. It's a new movie.
Oh.
So, it's a huge surprise to her that she couldn't get the weight off once it came on because she's so tiny anyway. Like, people on TV aren't normal size. Mm. You see, if they look kind of small on TV, they are super tiny in real life. But as you talked about first, she couldn't put it on. She's 42 years old. She had to eat around the clock to keep the weight on. All of a sudden, you're done eating. And then you have to eat more because it's a job. She would eat In-N-Out for breakfast. She set an alarm in the middle of the night because she would have to wake up and eat a whole cup of macaroni and cheese. So she'd have someone prepare it and sit it by her nightstand and wake up and eat it. She would just shove in her throat. And when the film completed, like I said, she had to shed the weight. It took her a year and a half to shed the weight. She said Monster, it took her 2 weeks.
Oh.
But for this one, it took her a year and a half.
Wow.
Because your body gets older and it doesn't
process or metabolize, whatever
you call it.
It doesn't young the food out.
That's the word I was looking for.
But yeah, she had to put on 50 pounds. And again, it sounds fun for a second, but if you had to eat crappy every meal all the time, I think that'd be awful.
Yeah.
I also think it's awful to eat broccoli every meal. It's just that middle ground we like. Yeah, the occasional. Want to go over to Lunchbox now.
Baby Box Update.
He's having a baby in August, his first ever baby, and he found out yesterday he thinks that he's having a girl because his sister, who's a nurse, said, oh, the heart rate, over 140, you're having a girl. Now, Eddie and I have had off-air conversations that you've been really cranky over the past week,
mm-hmm.
and you admitted that you found out days ago.
Yeah.
Do you still today think it's a girl?
Yes.
Why?
Because my sister is a medical expert. She works in a hospital.
But did you follow up and call the doctor and say, hey, I've been told it's a girl. Can you just go ahead and help me out?
No, I didn't call the doctor because the doctor doesn't even know.
Oh.
But your sister does.
Yes, because...
Who hasn't seen the sonogram? Hmm.
No, no, no. The doctor doesn't see the sonogram. The person in the sonogram room...
They call them.
They yeah. see it, and then they delete the picture.
And then say, hey, what did you see before you deleted it? Did you see a pee-pee or no?
Well, I don't know who was in the sonogram room.
You don't know anything. Are you? Did you even go? Are
well,
you
I went.
Pregnant?
I went.
Are you the dad?
Nobody keeps a file of any of that?
No. That way, no one can go back in and take a picture. And because I'm famous, maybe they do that.
Oh, stop it. Oh, come goodness. On.
They told me once we leave that room, the pictures with the anatomy will be deleted.
Mm. Yeah, they said that about me, too.
Yeah.
In the tanning salon. Yes. Yeah, the spray tan. They were like, don't worry. All these pictures will be deleted.
Yeah.
So you still think it's going to be a girl?
Still think it's a girl. She'll be here in August.
Are you messing with us?
He's
so when it's a boy,
maybe.
He comes in and goes, that's our boy.
Right.
And then we go, oh, you got us.
No, why would I be messing with you? I don't want it to be a girl.
But that's...
that's not messing with you. I was told by my sister, who's a nurse, a medical expert, and I believe her. She wouldn't lie to me.
Okay. Any other questions for this guy during the baby box update?
I mean, how much do you care? Like, do you want to know right now?
What do you mean? How much do
like,
I care?
Because I feel like a week ago he was like, we don't want to know the sex. And now he's just like, my sister said so, so that's what it is.
And if you find out, let's say you go back. If you find out, then at least you confirm or you get the flipperoo and you like, oh.
There you go.
Yeah, but we're not going to find out.
You already found out.
I already found out. Exactly. That's what I don't know. Understand Eddie's question.
Well, because you could prove to yourself right now it's a boy. If
yeah.
It's a boy.
By one
go
phone
in.
Call.
You go in. One belly
go,
scan.
Go back.
Listen, I was told it's a girl, so it's a girl.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, baby box update. There it is.
Baby box update.
Thank you, Lunchbox. Let's go over to Ashley in Arkansas. Hey, Ashley.
Hey.
Good morning to you. What do you want to say?
Well, I actually do ultrasounds for a living, and there's no truth at all to the heart rate theory about it being a boy or a girl. My teacher actually did a study on it back when I was in school, and there's no truth to it at all.
Yeah, his sister goes, ah, it's a girl. And she's a nurse, so Lunchbox has closed the door. And it's over. Get out of the room. So
yeah, there's absolutely... The heart rate changes based on how far along you are in the pregnancy, but nothing to do with the gender at all.
He does not want a girl. That's the crazy thing. Even though they've said a girl, he doesn't even come to it. Maybe I will like this.
I will have to learn to accept it. My brother's kid at the same point, he's a boy. He had a heart rate of like 120. So that's why my sister, she knows what she's talking about.
Okay. And she's a nurse. And we've had lots of other nurses call too. But is she the best nurse? Your sister?
Yeah. Well, we had a nursing student. I mean, not really a nurse.
She was a nurse. We just we talked about.
Oh, well, okay.
Time for a Never Gonna Get It. During a typical workday, the average person will do this 3 times. Okay. Typical workday, the average person does this 3 times. Think about that. We'll come back and get you on the other side. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You're never going to get it. During a typical workday, the average person does this 3 times. Amy?
Calls their significant other.
Oh.
Wow.
Lunchbox.
Oh. That's easy. Potty break.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Yeah.
There he is.
That's
look at that
it?
Guy right there. Oh, there he is. Won in a long time.
Yeah, he needed that.
He needed that.
I went on time.
Like his Twitter says, all he does is lose.
Lose.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I laugh every time I see that. This guy was arrested outside of Taylor Swift's house, the Colorado guy who was stalking Taylor Swift. And so this is not the same guy that threw the money over from the bank.
No.
Right?
Oh.
Okay. He was released on Tuesday. His name is Julius, 38. They ended up finding he had a knife and a rope with him, too.
Scary.
You know, but you know what you expect crazy people to do? Crazy things. Right. That doesn't surprise me. He was obviously nuts. Now, the other guy who robbed a bank and threw the money over to her, that's kind of hot. Like, listen, you can't get with them. Like, if a girl did that and said, hey, I robbed a bank, here's a bunch of cash, I probably wouldn't like that. But people say be bold. And when you're bold, you're always taking a risk anyway.
Okay.
But it would kind of be like, wow.
I wouldn't describe it as hot.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. I'd be like, that's kind of hot. You did that for me?
Okay, let's say she's super hot, like physically.
Yeah.
Did that for, and she gives me money for
a... Yeah, but that move is pretty crazy if you ask me, but that's one of those crazy to hot scales where you're like, okay.
That's a bold move.
Okay.
Everybody says be bold. Hey, Washington, D.C. may let 16-year-olds vote. Have you seen this?
Oh.
But that's interesting.
Yeah. So the story is, voters as young as 16 may be allowed to cast a ballot in the 2020 presidential election. They're considering lowering the voting age to 16 in federal and local elections. Currently, the minimum voting age in D.C. and the rest of the country is 18.
We're going to get Justin Bieber in the White House.
Well, the Kardashians.
Yes. I'm going to be like, who do I like on Instagram?
See, you're not giving 16-year-olds the benefit of the doubt.
No, I'm not. Because 16-year-old
and the 18-year-old
Bobby,
are that different.
You were a mature 16-year-old. Everybody else in this room, not.
Yeah, we're old and we're
and
not mature.
I don't even know that I should have been voting at 18, but I did.
What
do you think?
Well, I just think that we should have an age. I think we should have a federal age of what being an adult is.
16's not.
Because we don't have the age. You know, you drive at one age, you vote at another age, you can buy alcohol at another age, you can serve in the military. All these ages, it's just a blurry line. We should just go, age 20, you're an adult. That's what I would do. If you said King Bobby, I'd be like, yes. Yes, my royal followers. And you say, King Bobby, we need one age for adults. What's the adult age? I would say you're not a teenager anymore. I don't need you to be 21. 20 years old. That's
for
the adult
everything.
Age. For everything.
Yeah.
You want to vote? 20. You want to buy beer? 20.
You want to drive?
You want to drive? 20.
Oh, God.
Listen, I would rather let a kid vote before drive.
Yeah, that's true.
Voting can't kill somebody. You got idiots behind cars.
Ooh, that'd be hard. Because that's college age. You got to get to college. It'd be a lot harder to drive at 20.
Then I say 14 years old, you're an adult. My point is, we need one age.
Yeah.
Because then it's, well, he's not an adult. Do we put him in prison? No, there's just age. Are you the age or not? That's what King Bobby would do. I'd probably consult my royal agers.
Yeah.
And then figure out the age. But that's a good point. I would even listen to what Lunchbox said, college. And then I would say, you can't go to college until 20.
Oh!
Just to make it easy.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones. Show.
Now time for Tell Me Something Good with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Go ahead.
Joe Moreno from Corpus Christi, Texas is getting ready for his senior prom. He's like, who should I ask to go with me? And then he remembered, my mom got pregnant at 17 with me, never got to go to prom.
Yeah.
So he asked his mom
prom. That's awesome.
Went dress shopping with her, got a limo, got her the flowers, all that, and they went to prom. She didn't win prom queen, but she got to go to prom.
She did wrong. That's a good story.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I enjoy that one. Maybe because I had a mom who had me. My mom was 15 when she got pregnant.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why that one resonates so much.
Probably a little bit.
I was like, yeah. It was like when you hear a good song that you feel it, you're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I felt during that story right there. Good one. Oh, and Bobby Bones Show. We're looking at about 15 minutes until Carrie Underwood. Gravity, you can't turn off the flood. So Carrie Ann in 15 minutes or so, I was just fascinated with this plane crash, this one that happened on the Southwest flight. I reposted this long article about it. And everyone has their masks on. Because think about that. The window busts out on the airplane that you're on. Because what happened was the propeller basically flew into the window, busted it. Those masks drop. One of the guys on the plane goes, well, I want to reach out to people that I love and give them a final goodbye because I don't think anybody thought they were going to make it.
Mm.
And he gets on and takes his credit card out,
gets Wi-Fi.
Types it in, gets Wi-Fi, and gets on Facebook Live. And I watched his Facebook Live stream where he didn't think straight. Well, I mean, as your plane's crashing, you're not thinking linear. Yeah. You know, it's not, but you can hear signal's not good enough to Facebook Live. Trust me, I'll try it. So it's very cut. You can't really see it. But you see little glimpses of pictures, and they're all with masks on. And as the plane was struggling, it was super quiet because people had their masks on. So it wasn't a bunch of screaming because they had something over their mouth.
Oh, you don't think about that.
Yeah.
The plane busts, the window busts, and the woman, she flies out the window and hits her head on the wing, basically.
Oh, wow.
Here she is. She just picked that seat from Albuquerque, sitting on a flight, and it happens. And so they pull her back in. I believe this guy from Pennsylvania grabbed her and pulled her back in. And they started to perform CPR. In the end, she sadly didn't make it. And, you know, people are going, ah, Southwest Airlines. But this is the only time this is ever...
And I did talk to my husband about it. We didn't get to talk as much as I wanted to because our kid walked in and we stopped and we never resumed.
But Amy's husband's a pilot, by the way.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
So, because I said the same thing. I'm like, oh my, you know, that's all we fly is Southwest, basically. I mean, and he said this could happen to any airline at any given point. But he said what's amazing about Southwest is they're one of the only airlines or something they take pride in is the two pilots flying are both captain certified. It's a certain level, not a captain and a co-captain. They're both at a certain level. And there are a lot of former military people go Southwest. He's like, it doesn't mean that you're better because you are that, but you have been in more situations than different kinds of pilots. And he really commended the pilot for landing, the pilots landing the plane that like they did. Because
she was the first female that had flown this certain type of fighter jet ever in the Navy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was a Navy fighter pilot, but he was very impressed with her.
I wonder why the other guy's not getting any credit.
I don't know. I mean,
there were two pilots and there was a picture of both of them and they're both walking out of the door.
Well, I think you still have one. So there's a right seat and a left seat. You still have the one that's in charge, but they're both totally, their qualifications are typically on par. And not every airline has that. One may be more junior to the senior.
Well,
something.
Everyone's commending her. I don't know what happened. It's hard for me to go, oh, I know exactly what she did. That's good. Like when Sully landed the plane. Even though I don't know how hard it is to land on water, I go, wow, landed on water. I don't know what the engine even did. Like, I'm not smart enough at the airplane to know what happened
what
or what
it
felt like.
Just combust.
Yep. So, yeah, terrible story.
And then, gosh, some of that stuff, I mean, they take off. You do a maintenance check. All these things are done before you take off. So some of it's just you can't predict.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Carrie Underwood in the next 15 minutes or so. She could be in at any time. I sing this song pretty good in the shower. I'll be honest. No, I do. I know you think I'm crazy because she has such great vocals. But I was singing this in my shower a lot. It sounded really good.
Mm.
A little bit, I was taken aback at how good I sing this song.
Really?
Yeah. And this is... You know, I'm no Celine Dion. I get
that.
I'm no Carrie Underwood. But I can lay some vocals down on this thing. Especially in the shower. I should take that on the road and put the shower up on stage.
Oh.
And then sing.
Just turn the water on, though.
I'd probably get an ACM nomination.
Totally.
The acoustic tiles.
Mm-hmm.
The water.
All of it.
Because right now I don't do very good. I probably wouldn't do very... Cry pretty! It's okay.
Yeah, but in the shower.
In the shower. You guys, I'm like a warm...
That's close.
Yeah. She'll be in a bit. Speaking of showering, experts are saying that people are showering too much. That
boom.
Bathing every day increases a person's chances of getting infections. They're saying every day. Like, I shower sometimes 3 times a day.
Yeah, me too.
What kind of infection am I getting from? What? What?
When we shower more than once, it's excessive because your skin can get dry.
Stop it. No, but we get clean.
I know.
We don't stink.
But
showering too often can dry out the skin, causing it to crack and leaving it vulnerable to germs.
Yep.
Experts say, no, this is wrong.
LB's a genius. Say it.
It's sort of true.
Experts say that we should only shower once or twice a week.
Oh, a week?
Wow.
That's
what I'm talking about.
You can't handpick your facts, Amy. Either you're in the story or not.
I'm mad at... You and I sometimes mess up by showering more than once a day, but I'm going to go ahead and do it once a day. I don't care what that article says.
It says you should only use soap on body parts that smell.
What? You crazy.
Yeah. For me, I'm the only one that uses my shower. I'm the only one that uses my soap. So I'll use the bar of soap.
Oh, you like a bar?
And put it, yeah. But it's like...
It's interesting. I don't picture you as a bar guy.
Yeah, I use some squishy sometimes too. But for me, you know, I'll use... But the towel, as soon as I take the towel and it touches areas that, you know, the unfavorable areas,
sure,
like the towel's dead to me. The soap, not so much, because I feel like soap cleans itself. So if I take the soap and I'm washing around the middle section, mm-hmm, I'm like, the soap cleans itself. If a towel touches... Dead towel.
You're talking about the washcloth.
Yeah.
No, afterward, I dry off.
Oh, the dry towel?
Dead towel walking.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not antimicrobial.
Yeah. If the towel touches my butt, it's dead.
But it's a clean butt.
But I save it to the very end, and then dead towel walking.
Yeah, because...
Dead towel walking.
Yeah, I yell that too. Dead towel walking! Yeah, that's it.
I know. My husband and I have had that argument with the kids because I told them you can use a new towel every time that you shower.
Oh, my goodness.
And he
guys.
Told them that they need to use it for a week.
Yes.
No.
What?
Then don't dry your butt.
Because I don't even know if my son is always properly cleaning his butt.
Yeah.
So he needs to get a new towel, like at least every other time.
Dry, butt, dead towel. That's how it goes.
The Morning Corny.
I had a dream that I was a muffler last night. Mm. I woke up exhausted.
There you go.
That was the Morning Corny.
Carrie Underwood here in moments. They here?
Yeah.
Wow. You did?
Yeah, through the window.
Oh, okay. Oh, Carrie.
Where?
Yeah. Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie's in the hall. Bring her in. Here she is. Carrie Underwood. Hey.
Hey.
There she is.
Hi.
Come on in. We're on the air, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah. No one can ever tell the difference. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Does it matter which way these things go?
The headphones?
Yeah.
Nah, not really. Are you good?
I want to do it wrong.
No, you did it
there
right.
There is no wrong.
Good. Okay.
There's no wrong. How are you?
I'm good. Thank
Man,
you.
I haven't seen
What's
you
going
in a,
on?
I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah.
When you check out, this is a question I was asking the show. When you decide you're going to just go, because you last year said, I'm taking a break.
Yes.
How do you hide?
I mean, I don't think I hide. Like, there's always stuff to do, even if it's not necessarily, like, playing shows. But I don't know. I'm kind of a homebody. I'm just...
The first picture we saw was of the girl at the yoga place. Were you doing yoga? And she said, hey, let's take a selfie.
Oh, on vacation.
Oh, the girl from Below Deck. Is that who you're talking about?
I don't know. Is she from a reality show?
Yes, on Bravo. Remember?
Yeah, we were on vacation. I was like, can we like stand in the shadows? And I made my friend take the picture.
So that
from
wasn't
far
in
away.
Town?
No.
Oh, because I was like, man, I would be so irritated.
No, it's people are excited, you know, like the only thing my brain has trouble dealing with is I just forget. And I'm like at the grocery store trying to get like dinner for my family. You know what I mean? And then somebody comes up to me. I'm like, oh, yeah. Hi.
When you were performing at the ACMs on Sunday night and you come out and you perform and it's your first time to perform. We hadn't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
And you finish, when you go back to the back, what happens?
I hug people. I hug my people who
was
are
Was that
like
emotional?
Waiting
for me. Was it super emotional?
Yeah. I mean, there's just been a lot that's gone on in life over the past year. And it's always really nerve-wracking introducing new music. I mean, basically in that way, because the song came out just a couple days before the ACM. So it was just kind of like I was super nervous and... It's like I felt like I'd never been on a stage before. All of a sudden, it's like you're looking out at the audience, and it's crazy.
Because you're so in the moment. Did you see how long the people stayed and stood and clapped? Like, or were you like, oh my goodness, I really can't see anything?
I get super weirded out by clapping, and I know that sounds so weird, but like when I'm performing, it's like I'm in the song, and then as soon as the song's over, it's like I'm Carrie again, and I just want to kind of get off the stage. I know that sounds weird, but like it kind of kept going, and I'm like, where's the walls, like looking above me, like aren't those walls supposed to come down? Why isn't somebody, is there something wrong, is somebody not pressing a button that they need to press? And I'm like trying to back off the stage, but I mean it was definitely overwhelming, but it was, I just don't know what to do with myself. I'm just stuck out there.
You walk off the stage and the next award is, if I'm remembering correctly, it was the vocal event.
Yeah.
And you and Keith won.
Yeah.
So did they go, hey, Carrie, by the way, watch the screen in case you win?
Yeah, we like went kind of around back over to where the runway thing was in the middle of the stage. And then I stood there and watched the monitor.
Because it was like the crowd going, yeah. And then you walked off and you came back on. It was like a wrestler re-coming into the ring after they had won the match before.
Yeah, no, it was super cool. I was glad Keith said words that made sense. I feel like I didn't.
What's going through your head before you perform at the ACMs? First time back. You didn't walk the carpet. You know, yeah. It's the first time anyone had, everybody was waiting to see your performance.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like we definitely wanted to keep everything music focused. I don't know. I was just going through lyrics, I guess, in my head. Please sing all the words right.
Do you have a monitor that tells you the lyrics, or do you
no,
just go on my brain?
No, not yet. It's probably inevitable at some point in my career where I'll be like, oh my gosh, too many songs in my head. But no, it's all up here.
Let me play this. Gravity, you can't turn off the flood when the dam breaks, when all your mess. Pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah, pretty good. I like it. So tell me about this song.
I mean, it's kind of just all about emotions. And you know, I feel like as humans, we're just kind of expected to have our crap together all the time. And being a mom and a wife and trying to navigate all that we do. And it just gets, every once in a while, I feel like there's just a bubble over of emotion. And we're kind of discouraged, I think, from doing that in life. And sometimes you just have to. And it might be unattractive, and it might be a sad, ugly moment, but it has to happen, and it's okay.
Look at this. Amy, anything you want?
I can support that.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Thank you.
Feels like something you...
I feel like I'm in my closet crying pretty...
Amy, often. Pretty often, yes.
That's your cry place?
My closet. So yeah. It was the only place I can retreat where, like, my kids and my husband and nobody can find me.
I feel like my car...
That's probably
a
better.
Good crying place. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you just feel kind of safe. It's like a small space. There's probably people that can actually see me at stoplights and whatnot. But, you know, oh well.
Amy has two kids now. Yes. She just adopted them from Haiti.
Yeah.
And so she was telling us that she walks through her bedroom, through her bathroom, into her closet, and then shuts her door.
Yeah. Well, because there's three doors. Then, the door to the bedroom, the door to the bathroom, the door to the closet, and I can shut them all.
Yeah. And she sits down and cries. Mm-hmm. And not pretty.
No, I cry pretty.
Okay. Oh. She's the one that cries pretty.
Yeah, well, now I'm empowered that my cries are pretty.
You're the
normally
exception.
I thought I had the ugly cry, but cry pretty.
Is this pretty nerve-wracking to you to get going again? Because, I mean, you've been gone.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, it's cycles. And I actually enjoy doing things in that way. I feel like there's a lot of people that seem to like be on tour and be like all up in it all the time. And I'm like, how do you live a life to write about? I don't know. There has to be some kind of balance. So it's nice to kind of be at home a little bit more and get to spend more time on like the writing process and producing and all that stuff. And then it's time to release it into the world.
It's the first time you produced a record?
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that mean for you? Like when you're producing the record, what are you doing in the room?
Well, I mean, I'm lucky enough that I feel like I've always been able to convey what I want, and people have always been very receptive, and producers that I've worked with have been absolutely amazing and wanted me to be happy and listen to me when I'm like, I don't like this. What is this? Where's this? Can we do this? And I just feel like now I get to actually take a little more ownership in that. And I mean, I have been there from the beginning, and when we're, you know, moving stuff around and figuring out arrangements and getting to work with band and overdubs and comping my own vocals, which I feel like every artist should do. It's very humbling.
What's that mean, comping your own vocals?
Listening to yourself a lot and trying to decide what sounds good or what's off pitch. And I'm one that I'm not a fan of auto-tune. I'd rather just go in and sing it again. But it's nice to sit and listen and be like, well, I thought I was hitting that and I was not. So I can do it. I can do it. Let me go back in.
You won't allow any manipulation of your voice?
It's not any manipulation. It depends on why we're doing it. I would rather just go in and sing it again if it's a tuning issue. But sometimes if it's a vibe issue, or if there's some sort of something going on it that makes it sound a different way.
Like, yeah, something you couldn't fix by going back.
Right. It's not for being off key purposes.
Carrie Underwood is here. Your wrist. Let's start there. What happened to your wrist?
I fell down.
Right or left one?
I fell down my right wrist.
So are you right-handed?
Yeah.
So that probably set you back on all your handwriting classes, huh?
Oh, yes. All my handwriting. It set me back on... The most frustrating part was trying to work out with a broken wrist. Just how much it can throw off your world having an appendage that is there, but you just can't use it.
So what happened, though? How'd you fall, or did you fall?
Yeah, I was taking the dogs out to go pee-pee one last time, and I tripped, and there was one step, and I didn't let go of the leashes, priorities. So that's why my left hand's fine. But I went to catch myself, and I just missed a step. And if I had fallen anywhere else, I would have been perfectly fine. But it was one step that messed everything up.
The email comes in and says, I may look different. And when you walked in, I was going, I don't know what she's going to look like.
Thank you.
I will be honest. I was like, I don't know what she's going to look like. Am I going to? But I don't see it.
Thank you. I've been very fortunate in the healing process. And I mean, I was lucky that when it happened, everything was kind of shutting down in the music world, and we had the holidays and stuff like that. But I was at a point where I didn't know how things were going to end up. I didn't know what was going to go on. I didn't know what it was going to heal like.
Where did you fall on your face? Like your side of your face?
Around your
front.
Mouth. Yeah.
Do you think when it's that bad? Because I have a scar. I'm from my sternum all the way down to like my bone, and that scar just never went away.
Yeah.
Did you think with your face that the scar would always be there when it first happened?
Yeah, and I think it still will. I mean, it's you just don't know how things are going to heal or end up, and I felt like it was important to me as I started resuming my life again and going to the grocery store and taking my kid to school and stuff like that. I was like, okay. Somebody's going to creep on me at the grocery store and, you know, people are going to be like, what happened when they posted on Instagram?
Imagine the doctor that gets Carrie Underwood at anything. It doesn't even matter what it is. Imagine she comes in for a foot fungus. Imagine you going to the doctor and he's like,
gout.
He's like,
which has not happened.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, imagine that. You're the doctor and you got the chart out and you're like, let's see who's on the foot fungus list today. Oh, Carrie Underwood. You can't even tell your friends.
Yeah.
Do you make doctors sign extra stuff?
No, I mean, they can't tell people anything anyway, right?
No, they can't.
They're not supposed to.
They're not. No.
I feel like, because I had to go in. Cause
that's like a HIPAA thing, right?
Yes.
Well, listen, I'm going to be honest.
What, somebody?
Well, no. When I was younger, I had a hemorrhoid, right? Because from running. You get them when you run. I was training for a triathlon.
He was 25.
I think my doctor at the time told somebody. Yeah, because it got out. Next thing you
Buddy,
know,
Buddy, you told us.
Well, that could have been the thing too.
Yeah, but still, it could have been you. You didn't sign HIPAA.
He declared himself the voice of young hemorrhoids.
After it was out, though, I was like you. I was walking in the grocery store, going, "Is someone gonna take a picture of my hemorrhoid?"
Yeah, they could have been. I think this is smart. You could get some kind of endorsement right now.
I've tried
Preparation H.
You have?
Yeah, I've tried. No one wants to endorse it.
Yeah, Metamucil in the house.
Fiber.
Yeah.
Well, look at you. So wait, what's the deal with music? Are you, you know, I know you have the record, but are you announcing any sort of tour yet?
Not yet. We're figuring that out.
How do you feel about this? Because everyone wants to ask about your wrist and your injury. Are you going to do it like once or twice and then be done with it and say, I'm done talking about it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I'll ever be done talking about it because it was an event in my life. And I mean, I'm okay talking about it.
What'd your son say?
Well, now he's sweet. For a while, I was worried he would be scared of me. But now if I put makeup on, he's like, Mommy, your boo-boo's all gone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, did you send your doctors like flowers? I would have.
I definitely thank them regularly.
I was like, dude, thanks for working on the hemorrhoids. Flowers. Yeah.
Well, obviously, they did a great job at whatever, because it really, I mean, you look
I was nervous, I'll be honest
flawless.
With you.
I know.
Because I like
I was
you.
Too.
Yeah, you, yeah.
I
You've
was
been nervous
too.
For a long time. I've been nervous for the last 6 hours.
She's like, you? How about me?
I was nervous, because I like you as a person. You've been very kind to me. And I was like, man, I don't know what I don't know what I'm going to do if she comes in and it looks crazy. It doesn't. It doesn't.
Well, thank you.
And I'm sure that it's made up.
I've got some plaster on right now. It's no big deal.
I like
cement, spackle.
Well, the record.
Sorry, I said cement, didn't I? My husband makes fun of me for saying cement.
Oh, the
cement.
The Preds going to win the Stanley Cup?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
They are.
You're pretty invested in that one, huh? How much of a factor were you in Mike coming back to play?
I would say I was the main factor.
Really?
In that, yeah. it was very much because he. I mean, for him, and I completely disregarded his emotions in the whole situation. I'm like, yeah, do it. Why wouldn't you want to come back? And, he was like, I just kind of closed that door and I retired and I've got these things that I want to do. And, wanted to obviously spend time with us. But I don't know. I was just kind of like, what's the worst that could happen barring an injury? Let's take that off the table. Please don't get hurt. But you make a run for it, and it's a repeat of last year, hopefully not. But I was like, what's the best thing that could happen? And to see somebody who's worked so hard for so long at something he loves, I want to see him win.
Did he stay in good shape?
He stayed in good shape for most people, I think. It's a totally different training thing. And the way he eats and stuff like that is different, like during the season or when he's prepping for the season. And he, I think the first couple weeks back, he was hurting.
Do you guys ever work out together? Do you ever train with him?
We have before. We usually just kind of work out in the same space. But doing different things. We've done team workouts before, though, where like somebody is like, it's like run a mile and you have to do push-ups while you run a mile. And the faster you run, the fewer push-ups you have to do, kind of thing.
Does he worry about that when you finish being an athlete, that you put on a bunch of weight because your body has just been doing the same thing for so many years? Like, I have friends that play in the NFL. They are ripped. And as soon as they stop, they're like, bloop.
His family is just genetically blessed, and that doesn't happen. They're all just lean and skinny and have six-packs, and it's disgusting.
So what's your son going to be an athlete? Which genetic did he get? The athletic part? Are you seeing that early? Or the singing, the vocal, whatever that genetic thing is? I have no idea what it is.
I kind of hope he is a mix of both. I play a little softball in my day.
She's athletic.
I'm not completely 5'3". I know it's, yeah. I don't think he's going to be as tall as Mike.
How tall is he?
It's like 6'1".
That's a tall son. He's only like young too. 6'1"?
No, sorry.
I know. No.
I don't know how tall my kid is.
That would be amazing if he was 6'1". Kids don't measure in inches, which is weird to me. I guess maybe not him. People always go, how big's your baby? Well, he's 63 inches.
Yeah.
I think we should all measure in inches so I can compare to babies.
He's like 30 pounds. I know that.
How old?
3.
Oh my gosh, three. My son is...
Amy's son, Amy has a... So she adopted, and her 7-year-old...
I told you he's small.
...is the size of someone that's how old?
Probably 4 or 5.
My...
Because he weighs under 40 pounds.
Isaiah's small for his age.
Oh, see, that's even... Yeah, okay, yeah. Told you, he might need earplugs.
Oh, no, the question is, should Amy's 7-year-old wear earplugs at a concert?
The ear-canceling sound, the big muffs if we're at a big work show.
I don't know.
I said no.
I don't know if I'd... Like, Isaiah doesn't... This is probably bad parenting, probably telling him myself. When we go to games and stuff like that, he's not going to keep them on.
Yeah.
You can just keep putting them on him, but he's not going to keep them on.
Well, Carrie. I'm gonna play Cry Pretty in a second. Is the record done? You just haven't put anything else out? Or are you still working on it?
No, it's almost done.
So you're still producing, huh?
I still have a little more to do. And I really want to write a little bit more just to see.
You know what happens?
It's hard to stop writing. It's hard to be able to walk away and say, okay, I'm done.
Well, that treasure spot of writing is writing with you at the very end of the cycle, because when you write a song near the end, you get so passionate about that song because you just wrote it. And you're like, right. I want to cut that one.
Yeah.
What's one of the ones that you cut last minute? They ended up being a monster.
If
we're going to throw it on the record last minute.
Good girl. Yeah, good girl. Ann helped me out there. Thanks, Ann. Yeah, that was one that we might have been like literally one of the last couple that I wrote. and it was.
And don't you get so excited about them right at the time you're cutting that you go?
Well, I feel like it's a little harder because it's, you like know what the rest of the album is and you've listened to so much music and you've written so much and you've gotten demos in and you've just sifted through all of it. There's a point when you're like, is this good? Like, I don't know. Like, I need to step away for a second and come back and listen, and because it just you've listened to so much.
If you walk into a writing room, do you know the kind of tempo you need? Do you know what your message is, or do you rely
That's
more?
Hard.
Yeah, like what is it when you're walking into a room that you have in your mind?
We've tried to do the "this is what I need" and "this is what we should write" thing, and it never works. You just have to go in because it's just whatever the vibe is for the day and how different people are feeling and just what it just kind of all has to happen. Because recently I went in to write and I was like, I really need something that's kind of tempo. And, you know, I would love like, you know, this kind of song. And we went for it and we ended up not doing anything. We wrote nothing. And that has literally happened to me. Like, I can count on one hand how many times I went into to write and walked away with nothing for the day. We might get a song that's not very good, but we get something. And we just sat and talked, which was nice too.
I like that. I like to sit and talk. That's fun. That's fun for me. Carrie, good to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Glad you're back. Not even from the injury, like just in general. I'm glad you're back.
Me too. It feels good. It feels good. It feels good every time around, but it feels good.
I need to disappear. Then people will care more.
I think so.
Because I'm always here every day. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares. Every day I'm here. Nobody cares.
Let's just take a few months, you know?
I'm going to do like Carrie and just go away.
I'm going to get if you in go trouble away, from your people that are yeah. like...
Yeah, I just need to
it's take... a big master plan.
Carrie's like, yeah, you also need to disappear. I agree. Okay, well, we're going to go. Thank you. Good to see you.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you soon whenever we get some more music out there.
Okay.
All right, Carrie Underwood. Bobby Bones. How do we feel about that interview?
It was great.
Good.
Really good. Great.
Well, you know, I just know for them, that was our first long-form appearance at doing anything. Since she's been gone, since the accident, and it's like, when do I ask the questions about her wrist and her fall, and there's new music, and I don't know, I felt a little pressure on that one, because I also like Carrie.
Yeah.
And I don't want to walk in and go, tell me about that!
You want to make her uncomfortable, because obviously it's something, she said she's willing to talk about it, but she hasn't been, I feel like if I fell or I had anything going on like that, I'd be like, storing the whole or gramming the whole thing. I mean, I would just
Is
probably
gramming. What are you, 12?
Do people say Instagramming?
Gramming. Gramming it.
I'd be putting it on the gram.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the whole process. But she clearly has been very private about it, and that's her choice. So, yeah, to come in and now talk about it, it's a little like on eggshells.
Yeah. And I just wanted to do the listeners right and ask the questions they wanted and do her right by talking about the new music and things she wanted, and it's just a weird balance. I never get it exactly right, but yeah, I hope the listeners enjoyed that. I feel like they probably did, huh?
I think they did.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
A little Tell Me Something Good from Amy now.
Tell me something good.
So this guy, he's got a girlfriend. She happens to be a runway model.
Oh.
And she was participating in Bridal Week in New York. And as she's walking down the catwalk in a bridal gown, he shows up, gets down on one knee, and proposes to her.
Man.
Yeah.
Imagine if you had a catwalk model girlfriend. Like, you have to come through.
Oh,
the
is
clutch.
That the good part of the story?
Yeah, that's good.
Well, after you said that, I just started thinking, man, what if I had a model girlfriend? Like, you have to come up with some sort of crazy proposal.
Yeah, and of course, everyone's there snapping pictures and videos because it's all there. So he said he just keeps watching her reaction over and over because it was priceless. He caught her by complete surprise because here she is working, doing her thing. The last thing she thinks is someone's going to come get down on one knee right there.
Well, good for him.
But he arranged it all, so that's cool.
Good for him. Look at that guy. No, I do like people that put extra effort into these proposals.
I know.
So many times dudes go, hey, honey, by the way, you won't get hitched.
Oh, wait, Lunchbox, how did yours go?
My wife called me and said, maybe we should get married. I said, are you serious? And she said, yeah. I said, okay. How's it?
Is that what you're talking about, Bones?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's awesome. Yeah. For sure there'll be a movie with Hugh Grant about that soon, right?
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Did you guys read about the plane crash? I tweeted this. I guess it wasn't a crash. the emergency landing where the engine blew up, there was a really long article that the Associated Press wrote. I retweeted it last night. And whenever you hear they had to do an emergency landing and it lands at an airport because you first think, oh, it probably wasn't that big of a deal. But really, a window blew out because a propeller went into it. This poor lady who picked that seat, it's Southwest, you go pick the seat, like what are the odds? You pick
yeah.
the seat. She sits there.
Anybody, yeah.
And it sucks her out the window. And she hits, apparently, the plane, the wing.
Yeah, I didn't realize all that.
Because they said it was blunt force trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So this poor lady from Albuquerque, doing nothing but mind her own business flying. And, you know, a guy grabs her. It's a guy that had a cowboy hat. And they grabbed her and pulled her back in. And someone else who was a nursing, retired nurse maybe, gives her CPR. And you're seeing all this. You're on the plane. You probably think you're going to die. The whole thing's shaking like crazy. But they said it was super quiet. Nobody was yelling. And there were a group of people that had taken the leadership role of calming everyone down.
Mm.
They're like, we got it. We're good. We're good. Everyone relax. Like just normal people who in their hearts, like their instinct was, okay, I'm now a leader of this group. Because I believe whenever a situation hits, it's a different situation. Everyone assumes a role. For example, Amy, if you and I were in some crazy and you went completely cry, my role is, oh, I got to be on the, or if I went completely cry, I think you would stand up and be the leader.
Mm.
I think at times because of the other variables, the people and how they're acting, it makes others have to do
react whatever they need to do. Yeah.
So these people are calming everyone down. You have the pilot, and she's on, and apparently as cool as a cucumber because she had been a fighter pilot. Like, how lucky that you had someone with that degree of calm, that degree of composure in that situation. Like, those people on that flight have to be thanking God that they had her as a pilot. Like, that's... as a hero.
Yeah.
She saved their lives. And then you hear other pilots talk about it. And they go, oh, no, it was crazy they landed. To me, it was crazy they landed at an airport. Like, yeah. What are the odds you're near an airport? Close enough in the next 20 minutes.
Because mm-hmm.
that means you got to go 20 minutes. Finding.
Yeah, you have to find one.
You have to stay up.
Where else would you land that plane?
You try to...
A road, any field.
You try to figure it out. If you're calling in some sort of a mayday, air traffic control helps navigate you to a safe place to land or as safe as possible.
And it's done the old-fashioned way. They listen and type out what they hear. And somebody says, I didn't hear what he said. So they back the tape up the old-fashioned way and play it again.
So talking about the transcript.
Mm.
You know, they're talking about the air traffic controller, too, and what he heard. She says, hey, we had an engine blow up. And we think someone's been sucked out the window. And it's like, what? Someone's out the window? She goes, yep, they're gone. Now, what do we do here? And so she's just focused on getting that plane down with all those people.
That transcript will be the official record of the cockpit voice recorder. So that becomes a public document.
Oh, man. That's crazy. And people go, oh, what about the airline? Can we fly again? You do realize this hasn't happened ever on Southwest. They didn't even crash the plane.
Yeah.
This isn't a thing. And yesterday, all the stories where plane hits a bird, has to turn around. That probably happens all the time. But because of the crash, it's now a story that people will click on. There was another one where there was smoke coming out of another plane. They landed. Mechanical things have issues. But they're not stories unless there's one big story that people will continue clicking on.
And you know, sometimes if we're grounded or sitting on the tarmac for a certain amount of time because of something mechanical and we're so frustrated and we just want to leave and take off, it's like, this is like a runner be like, okay, yeah, do whatever you need to do.
Take your time.
We're about to get 30,000 feet in the air and who knows what could happen. So let's just all be patient.
And you were talking to your husband. By the way, Amy's husband crashed a plane once. Like it died, and he had to land it.
It was a single engine aircraft, and the propeller flew off the airplane. So, basically, it's a bird. It becomes a bird.
He had to control crash a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Like the plane died in the air.
He prefers, controlled landing.
Well,
not
I call
crash.
It a controlled crash.
But he was high in the sky.
We were in the studio one morning, and Amy goes, huh. I don't know what just happened. And she walks out and she calls it. She goes, she comes back in. She goes, my husband just crashed a plane. And I go, what? Is he okay? She goes, yeah. And then it turns out they were in New York.
He's in upstate New York flying in the Adirondack Mountains. Like there's no roads really to land. And that's what he had to do. He called in a mayday. He, that's it. I'm in distress. we have nowhere to go. And they said that the nearest airport was 6 miles or road or something. And he's like, we can't make that. We can't make that. Because he's flying like a bird.
He's gliding.
Like just gliding. Yeah. And he knows how to glide. So he just kind of went into his training and they evaluated landing on a top this patch of trees because he thought
on the top of trees.
On the top of trees. Because
wow.
He thought, well, we can kind of glide through the trees and that'll slow us down. He said, ugh. The only problem with that is you crash twice because you crash into the trees and then you fall to the ground and you crash again. So he thought, okay, well, this one lake looked promising to them, but then also they didn't know if it was swampy, if they landed, would there be trees right below? What would happen? So they circled around and around, and finally he just made the call. He said, that's it. That's the lake. That's where we're going. And he put it down, and he said it was smooth like butter. He just, like, and of course, he did not know that's what was going to happen. They were bracing for impact, and he landed, and then it was like, and he said water came over the windshield, and then they just sat there in the water, and it started to sink, and they were like, okay, we got to get out. We got to get out.
So then the Black Hawk helicopters have to come and rescue them. Out of the water.
And he used his cell phone to, because they're in, again, the woods and the mountains. Like, he used his cell phone to bounce off the sun to show the pilots exactly where they were. Because the Blackhawks, he didn't have any communication. His iPad, everything went to the bottom of that lake. Divers went in the next day, got everything. And then we still have his money that he had in his wallet that day, and it's all stained blue. Because jet or engine fuel in aircrafts, it's dyed a certain color so that if it is in water, they know how to clean it. They know where it is and how to clean it up. So we have the money and it's blue.
I asked him, I said, do you think I'm going to die? He said, I didn't have time. Like, I was just worried about landing that plane.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, where are you freaking
out? The whole time I'd be like,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, he said cool. He said he'd be okay if that his vocals or his audio tape went out.
Oh, yeah?
He wouldn't sound like a wuss.
Boy, do I got a whopper of a story for you guys. I've been sitting on this one all morning.
What is it?
Well, first, let me say this. Amy's floating head shirt goes up at 9 Central, so wherever you are, you can do the math. That being said, we don't keep any of the money, and Amy's chosen the orphanage to get the money, the nannies.
I decided to do nanny salaries at the orphanage where my kids lived for years and years. And then also another orphanage that we work with that's a special needs orphanage in a little village in Haiti. So It'll be split amongst those two places.
There's this story, by the way, it goes at bobbybones.com. There's a story about this guy who took a pill. He's taking this medication and he says it made him gay.
Oh, yeah. Painkillers.
Did
he took
you
painkillers.
See this?
Are you serious?
After he took the pain pills, he was attracted to men.
Now, here's my theory. He was always attracted to men.
Yeah.
Because I don't think a pain pill makes you gay. I think you're born that way or you're not. And so, all of a sudden, he's like, he probably wants to be gay. And he's on pain pills. Do we really think a pain pill?
Oh, okay.
And maybe it made him relax enough
yes.
to actually go. He's like, I can finally relax. He's hot.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. But when you take a... oxycodone or whatever you take. I mean, sometimes you get a little loopy.
It's like, I've never been drunk, but when people drink, they go, you know, I'm relaxed
right.
so I can be myself.
That's right.
So my thing is, the pill didn't make him. Either it's an excuse or it finally led him.
Yeah. It's like he's had a few glasses of wine and he's like, that guy's hot.
Yeah, isn't that a crazy story?
Yeah, and I hadn't thought of it that way. I thought it was one of those things where, you know, people hit their head and they start speaking French.
That's what I was going to say. That happens, so it could be the pill.
No, it's not. It's just not. That's not it. A thing. So, yeah, I've been sitting on that one. I didn't know when the right time to reveal that one. Pre-carry or post-carry? I decided post-carry would
smart.
Be good.
Is that how today's shows run?
Well, yeah.
I didn't. Post-carry?
You know, I didn't know how it was going to go today.
I mean, good.
And obviously, I like Carrie as a person. She's been very kind to me. So I think I wanted to do her right and do the listeners right. Kind of a nerve-wracking interview. I didn't know how comfortable she would be talking about falling. The weird thing about that is, sometimes people will go, hey, we'd prefer it if you not talk about this. And I never listen, but sometimes they say it. And they didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Nobody said a single word to me like, don't mention this, don't talk about her wrist or her face or her dog, you know, nothing. Even when we took a picture afterward, I was going, did someone say not to take, but they didn't. They were totally in, just like, do your thing. So to commend them, her and her team, I thought that was pretty cool. She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
She could skip our show and not miss a beat.
Oh, yeah.
No, sure. I mean, we're a pimple on the butt of media. We you don't do us. Who cares? But she did. She came to us first. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Pimple on the butt?
Of media. Yeah, huh. We are a pimple on the buttocks.
Huh.
A blemish on the buttocks, I say. I can't stop watching these Catch Me Outside videos.
Oh, great. Oh,
good.
This girl, man, she's a mess. Yeah.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Huh?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside? What does that mean?
What I just said.
Catch her outside, and she'll go outside and do what she has to do. That's what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah. This is okay,
all.
Yeah.
This is all. But
that's the original. I can't. I don't know best. Why. I'm watching her on TMZ yesterday and laughing my butt off, man. But, you know.
What?
Yeah, man. So. Here is, her name is Danielle. I don't know her last name. Just like Catch Me Outside, girl.
Catch Me Outside, how about that?
Catch Me Outside, how
what's
about
her stage name, though?
Bad Bye Bye.
Yeah, she's
I thought it was Bad Barbie, but it's Bad Body, I think, but spelled weird. I don't know.
Huh.
Catch Me Outside, what I say. So, I got into a bad, you know how you just get into the wormhole watching
yes.
all these videos?
Yeah.
I do that with Joe Rogan's podcast, with Charlamagne, the Breakfast Club show, and the Catch Me Outside Girl video. I can't stop watching them.
What's up?
So, this is her brawling with Woe Vicky and Lil Tay at the... I don't know. At the Billboard nomination. Okay, here we go.
What's up? Hit me. I'm right here.
But the thing is, in all her videos, at some point she should have to yell, "Catch me outside."
Yeah, she should.
If she's not yelling now, I'm like, oh, I'm let down. Like in the middle, she's like, "Come on, catch me outside." And the girl's like, "We are outside." All right, cool. Let's fight.
Catch me then.
I shouldn't like this so much. This is Danielle, Catch Me Outside. She throws the first punch, and then all heck breaks loose. Catch Me Outside.
Man.
So here's another one. She reacts to being nominated for top female artist, and she's walking out in the parking lot. And the TMZ goes up to her and is like, "Hey, man." She's like, "Yeah, what's up? You know, here, Catch Me Outside." Here.
By being nominated, I already won. Obviously, Cardi's gonna win, but she really deserves it. And
really,
I'm just getting started. So
over Nicki,
for sure.
Really,
Cardi's way better than Nicki. I don't care what anyone says. Cardi actually says stuff. Nicki just has attitude. So what? Wow, we do.
So what? Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
No, she's Nicki awesome. Minaj is gonna catch her outside.
Yeah, Nicki.
I'm just scared of Nicki Minaj. I'm not talking bad about her.
Why would you? Are you not scared of her?
Yeah,
you hear her?
No, she was on Dr. Phil.
And she's 15.
Yeah, but she's scrappy though.
Her mom has to translate outside. For her.
My favorite part about the Dr. Phil clip is when she calls the audience hoes.
Yes,
and the
and
audience
they clap.
Claps. They're like, "Yep,
yeah,
we are. Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are." Yeah. Here, this is. I can hear this 20 times and have a different opinion all 20 times. And just pick out little things here.
Because you're too streetwise?
Yup. And all these hoes laughing like so funny.
All these.
Yeah. And then her mom's like, "That would be all of you."
Yeah.
She's talking about the audience, that they're laughing at her.
And the audience is like yelling at her, like, what you gonna do?
Catch me outside, yeah. Girl.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep. And like Dr. Phil has a tough time saying hoes. Like he's like,
I would too.
The hoes, you say?
So the audience are a bunch of hoes.
Yeah.
Now here they go. Now the audience has just been called hoes. For everybody keeping track at home. The audience is like, "You're a hoe." And so here the audience goes.
Yeah, we are.
She's got a great point.
I picture them all looking at each other like, yeah.
They're looking at each other. They're going, "Are you a hoe? Yeah, me too." Oh, cool. Yeah.
True that.
Yeah, we hoes.
Catch me outside. How about it?
Why are you so mad? They disagreed with you. She's going, "Catch me out. I'm trying to fight you now." But they disagreed. They're hoes too. You got it.
Huh?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside? What does that mean?
What I just said.
Catch her outside means she'll go outside and do what she has to do. That's what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
This is all, but don't you see that this is all mouth?
Oh,
so you want to take this outside? Because I think they can bring cameras outside.
Really?
I think they can bring cameras outside.
Outside.
Now she's dictating what the production team can do. Which again,
the production manager's like, no, we really can't right now. We're not equipped for that.
We're tethered to the ground at this point, so.
I think I flipped you.
You want to do it again?
Danny, don't get all tough. Please.
Now she's going to fight her mom.
Come on.
Oh, this is not the place and this is not the time.
Sit down.
Sit down.
All right. Now Dr. Phil's getting into it. Yeah. All of a sudden, he couldn't say the word hose. Now he's trying to fight her.
All right, Dan.
I can watch over and over. It's so rotten. I hate myself for it.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Come
out then. Come outside. That and that 69 dude. Yeah. You can't get enough of him.
I mean, but how do they, like, when they're at dinner or they're at home?
They're probably like this. Dearest mother.
Pass me the broccoli.
Like, Buffy, please give me the grape poupon. Catch me outside.
Like, I don't know. Dinner. Like, what is life like?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Whatever they have in their mind, I wish I had.
No, what are you talking about?
This
what?
Unattached to reality.
What?
Like they
you have it a little bit.
A little bit, but I need it more. You think I'm unattached to reality? How so?
No.
You're
not like that. I mean, sometimes to me, I'm like, wow, I wish I had some of your...
Some of my what?
Uh-oh.
Say it. No, just say it right off your head. Come on.
No, because it's wrong. Because I want to support you.
Take me outside. Say it.
Like at dinner. Was it at dinner the other night? Bobby goes, yeah, I'm going to be president of the United States.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with
how
it.
How many times but, I do mean, I that say that if you don't set your goals the absolute highest, nobody else will for you?
I know, but like...
Did you laugh at him?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But he really... Like, because he... But I want it for him, so that's why I'm like in a... I'm conflicted because I'm like, oh, I wouldn't be like, oh, Bobby, you know, that's
but how
cute.
Many times have you thought that
president.
And I've done it?
Exactly. Then I'm like, oh, yeah, like he says stuff and he does it. So one day he's going to be president and that's going to be crazy.
Where were we talking about this?
At dinner.
Where?
At the Hakkasan or wherever.
Oh,
know.
In Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to a guy. He's like, hey, what's the plan? And I was like, well.
Yeah, he's like, so what's your plan? And Bobby's like, well, I'm going to be president of the United States.
You really want to be president of the United States?
Let me rewind. That's not how it happened.
Okay.
He's like, what's your plan? I said, I don't know how much longer I'm going to do radio. You know, it could be a year, 3 years, 10 years. I hope for a long time. I said, but I'm going to be governor of Arkansas and then president of the United States. Like, that's the plan. And I don't believe that can't happen. Everybody's somebody from somewhere. Every single person that's ever done anything great started as somebody from somewhere that the odds weren't with them. And if you don't believe you can do it, nobody else will believe you can do it. I have no doubt that I can do it.
Yeah, and I believe in you. And that's why I'm mad at myself for like even giggling at it. But it's like...
If you have a problem, catch your ass out.
And the thing is, you can be... President, like if you were to say right now, I want to play in the NFL, I'd be like, okay, probably not going to happen.
Physical limitations would keep me from playing in the NFL.
Right, but yeah, there are no physical limitations keeping you from the White House.
He has to have a first lady.
No, you don't.
He could be the first, oh my goodness.
No, there was a bachelor president.
Who?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was that first. Dude?
Which one was he?
Dude,
what
he
happened?
Was killing it.
Can you imagine? Hey, you want to come back to my place? What's that?
Shut up.
Yeah, come on.
Shut up,
let's go back to the house.
Shut up.
Where do you live? 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
You're texting. It was James Buchanan. Was the bachelor president. If I'm right.
I'm sure you're right.
Jimmy.
You're right.
I don't know that's true. Someone can fact check that.
Bobby's president. He's going to be holding like Quiz Bowl champions at the White House.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
That'd be on my Bumble profile.
I'm gonna be the president on Bumble.
I'm
going to
be governor of Arkansas first.
Yes.
That I can do.
And I used to sort of be like, okay, Bobby. And now I'm like, okay, yeah, that's really going to happen. So I'll get there with the president side, and I do believe in you. So I don't want it to come across like I don't
Please
believe
doubt
in
me.
You.
Please doubt me.
Well, I was
that's what he
bit,
needs.
I,
yeah.
Everybody doubted me my whole life with everything I've done. I'm one big doubt. Wrapped in a no way.
I mean, I don't usually doubt you, but I don't think you're going to be president.
Good. You're like everybody else. Thank you, Amy.
I'm going to be in. And then, Lunchbox, be nice. You can be in his cabinet.
No, he's not my cabinet. He's not.
No. Don't worry. I don't want to be in the cabinet.
No.
You don't?
No.
I do.
All right. Thank you. Bobby's Bops. Bop, 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 bop. These are three songs I'm listening to right now. The latest.
Okay.
This is Brothers Osborne, Pushing Up Daisies.
We'll go on till we're pushing up daisies.
Record comes out tomorrow.
Grown man now, still be calling you baby.
You like that one?
I like it.
Yeah.
A lot.
We'll never get enough, we'll be living it up right down the day we die. No, we
of a lie.
Brothers Osborne pushing up daisies. The Friday morning conversation will be with them tomorrow. Also, Alan Stone. This is called Faithful.
Are you gonna be faithful? Are you gonna be faithful? Are you gonna be faithful? Are you gonna be faithful?
This guy, he was a American Idol duet guy. And he got called in last minute because Tony Braxton got sick. And he's a very soul bluesy guy with long blonde hair. Mm-hmm. He looks like he'd be an alternative rocker, but he plays this like R&B type. Yeah, so Tony Braxton gets sick and they're like, we don't have a duet partner. So this guy comes in. I know his music anyway because this is the kind of music I listen to. You know, sexy stuff.
That's your Bobby's Bops?
Yeah, Bobby's Bops.
Are you gonna be faithful? Are you gonna...
So yeah, Alan Stone. And then Tennille Towns is a new country artist. And she has this thing out. It's called like the Living Room Project where she plays acoustically. It's really good. This is called Where You Are.
I'd stand in any ticket line, any mountain I would climb. Just to find my way to where you are. I would swim across the sea. I would cut down any tree. Leave a trail through a forest in the dark. Pave a path to get back to where you are.
I mean, that's right up my alley musically. Yeah. I love that singer-songwriter country vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tennille Towns is her name. Here, I'll play a little bit of this. This is called Where You Are. I won't play all of it. I'll play some of it. Those are Bobby's Bops. Bop, 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 bop.
I've seen the northern lights and heaven too, but I ain't ever seen anything like you. If you ever need somebody down the road, you should know. I'd stand in any ticket line, any mountain I would climb, just to find my way to where you are. To see, I would cut down any tree, leave a trail through a forest in the dark, pave a path to get back to where you are.
Tennille Towns.
And if you
like that,
I do.
Shine, yeah. Makes me want to go be hug somebody. Come here,
folks. It's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Got to get that pile in from Amy over there. Yep.
Whoa. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, we got to start with first things first, because I had no idea Barbie had a last name.
Yeah.
Did you know Barbie had a last name?
Barbie Wilkerson?
No. Yeah. Does anybody know Barbie's last name?
No, I'm kidding. I didn't know.
No.
You mean she's
doll.
Had this...
Barbie doll.
Oh, yeah.
Barbie
it.
Doll. Yeah.
Barbie doll.
No, but she's had a last name since 1959.
Good for... What is it?
Roberts.
Barbie Roberts. We wait for that, and that's what it is?
That was a
guys, you'll never believe it. It's Barbie Jones.
She has a middle name, too.
Yeah.
Millicent.
All right, there you go.
Know,
Barbie Millicent Roberts.
I was just kind of mind blown about that. I didn't know Barbie had a last name. So there's this startup company that's developing a service to preserve your brain forever.
Yeah, listen, what I think is going to happen from doing a lot of research is that...
About brain preservation?
Mm-hmm, but the brain. Is that they're going to be able to take the data in our brain and basically upload it to something and it live.
Oh my gosh, that's exactly... Okay, so they're going to preserve all the information by freezing it and then... Hundreds of years from now, who knows? A future scientist can scan the brain and turn it into computer simulation.
I'm obsessed with being amortal and immortal. Because immortal means, and eventually I think humans will be amortal. But immortal means you can't die.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't matter, you get hit by a car, bus, you can't die, you're immortal. Amortal means we're not going to die of illness. Now, if someone comes to chop your head off with an axe...
You're going to die.
You're going to die.
But like if you get a certain disease...
No diseases.
Right.
I think we'll become amortal. At some point. But this is what I read about. I'm fascinated with death and mortality
clearly.
Very normal.
Yeah.
Normal stuff.
Yeah.
Sure, everyone does
so
that.
So how do you spend your free time? Well.
Oh, I get so dark sometimes. And then I go, you know what the one equalizer in life is? For everyone, doesn't matter where you come from, rich, poor, part of the country, part of the world, we all die. It's the equalizer. It's, and we're here at a blink, just a blink of Earth's time. And who knows how long the soul, don't get me started.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll do a TED Talk and just weird you out on that stuff.
Man. Is that going to be your next TED Talk?
No. Uh-huh. It's going to be Barbie Roberts and the journey from.
It's going to be called Barbie Has a Last Name.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we, there's this woman. She left $10 million to a rock station.
Oh, yeah. A radio station in Seattle. I saw that.
And so, I don't know. Just a shout out. Bobby's said sometimes.
I've said it for years.
Yeah.
Put me in your will. Trust me. That's all. Put me in your will. Free 15 years I've been saying this. I would just want one listener to put me in their will.
Yeah.
And then if you're rich.
Her name is Suzanne. Apparently she loved music.
Good
and
for her.
She was loaded. So she left $10 million too. Man. I mean, yeah.
Some of our listeners, though, yesterday were putting together a fund to buy us a new microphone because our studios are so crappy. Yeah, some of the B
team.
They
shouldn't have to pay for
that.
No.
And I'm not going to let them. What it is we have really crappy equipment and nobody fixes it. And so Morgan number two's microphone doesn't work. Every day it doesn't work. I wonder if it works now. Hey, Morgan.
Hello.
Okay, it works now. She broke it in earlier. But they said, hey, we'll buy you a microphone. But it's a microphone or a processor or the board.
It's always something.
All of our stuff. Let's just take all this stuff and send it back to Jerry House. This is all his stuff.
Yeah.
And we get new stuff.
Shout out, Jerry.
Yeah. Hey. They didn't even update it. Yeah, what else?
Lastly, I'm someone that loves garlic. Like, I love garlic, but I don't really eat it because I don't want to have garlic. I feel like when I eat it, sometimes it oozes out of my skin and I sweat garlic and smell like garlic. But today I'll be having some because it's National Garlic Day.
Cool. Thank you. Amy's shirts are up. Her floating head shirts are up if you want to buy one. They're up now at bobbybones.com. They're only $500. We don't keep any of the money. It's a funny shirt that you can... I just tweeted it.
Are you going to buy one?
I mean, I own 7 of them. I made my own.
He had the first.
That's true.
I thought I was trolling you with
You're
them.
You're the OG.
On Instagram. Yeah. So there's that. Yeah. We'll post that. BobbyBones.com. It should be up now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Carrie Underwood was in today. Good to see Carrie again. I felt a little weird for them because who knows what they're walking into.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of mood is Crazy Bobby going to be in?
Yeah.
But I thought it went pretty good.
I did too.
But, right?
Yeah.
We have any problems with it? We never got to Cherry Underwood, Lunchbox's chair.
I know.
He was a little disappointed.
She touched it, though.
She did touch Cherry Underwood.
She didn't even know what it was. She didn't even know she touched it.
No, they were taking a picture, and the chair was in the way, so she pushed it out of the way. And I almost said something, and then I was like, never mind.
It's not worth it.
Well, I didn't want to make anything awkward, or they looked like they needed to go. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're doing a lot. I kept them extra, too. Just to make sure they couldn't go do other things. It's all trick
Bobby's
out of the...
Bobby's like, so tell me more.
Yeah, it's all trick out of the Bobby playbook.
So what do you do for breakfast?
I hit the sun. Go back and listen to the show today because you'll hear the interview. It's probably 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
And I hit the clock. I'm like, good to hear from you. And I played the song. And I turned it on and go, by the way, tell me about your husband.
5-year goals. 10-year goals.
And then it extended like 10 more minutes.
How tall is your son?
Yeah. I was trying all the tricks to keep her here. So listen to it. Bobby Bones Show on iHeartRadio. Thanks to Carrie. Other than that, anything going on today?
Yeah.
You're not feeling great. You're just going to go home and go to bed.
No, I'm getting better. I came in
sick?
As a two
she
and now.
Two on the board.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Two wasn't my attitude. Two was just my feeling.
She kept doing this. We're sitting over there before the show. She kept going, like dry heaving, like nauseous.
No.
And I said, Amy, go home. No, I'm I'm fine.
Great.
Well, I hope you feel better.
Thank you. I already am. I have too much. I was like, if I get sick, there's no way I'm canceling my daughter's birthday party. So I cannot be sick. Mentally, I'm not sick.
No, what you do is you let yourself be sick right now and you get better by then.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the old Bobby
And
trick.
Then right then she vomits. All right, we go. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, Brothers Osborne in for a long time. As we do the Friday morning conversation with Brothers Osborne, we world premiere that Taylor Swift with Sugarland song. That's tomorrow and the dance party. Thank you. See you on Friday.
The Bobby Bones Show.